Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone. And of course, I always like to ask, who is up right now? And gosh, a beautiful day. I've got one of my daughters graduating today. I'm really excited. She's done an amazing job. And I'm sure everybody enjoyed Mother's Day last week. And Tom, did we give out a ton of gifts or what?
Yeah, we made many people very happy.
I'm telling you, I got a chance to talk to many of my listeners. And I'm so glad that you are joining in with us today here on the Kim Pagano Show. In fact, a lot of them are like, you are my wake-up station. I love that. So thank you again. I'm really excited to talk to you about my guest today. I feel like I have my own personal plastic surgeon, and I've got Dr. Curtis Perry here, and his office is in Agora. And I do want to give out his phone number right now, 818-661-0791. Welcome, Dr. Curtis Perry.
Thank you. Always glad to be here.
Yeah. We actually had a little bit of an open house at your place a couple weeks ago, and that was great. I had so many people come, and you know, it was really cool, and that's why I thought I'd have you back today, is it's really like informal talking, and you're so knowledgeable about what you do, and so I'm really excited to hear a little bit more about that, and how to keep our look at our best and maintaining our appearances. We're going to talk a little bit about that, right?
Yes, indeed.
And it's not all plastic surgery, is it? It's really about maintaining, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Tom Spence is on our board, and of course, he's joining us today. Did you have a good Mother's Day to Colleen farewell?
Yeah, we had fun, and she was very happy. The kids, family outing, we did the dinner, we did everything you're supposed to do on Mother's Day, and I think she had a good time by her Facebooking.
Oh, there you go. I did see some of her things there. And, you know, we actually took a drive down to Palm Springs. We have a restaurant, a seafood restaurant down there. And my mom had never been there, my husband's mom, and then, of course, his sisters. And all of a sudden, it was like 16 people following us down there. So it was really cool. Anyways, so if you are just joining us today, I am so excited that you are here, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your day. I want to remind you that you can listen to all my back shows on the KimPaganoShow.com, and also Facebook us. I have had so many new friends on there. I'm so excited at Kim Pagano Show, also on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show. And if you would like to be a part of my show and talk about your life, your business, or something that you're passionate about, send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And we're going to be talking, gosh, it's about anything that can add value to your life and every day. Our first guest is going to be Dr. Perry. We're going to talk a little bit with him. But we're also going to talk with Dr. Lillian Glass. And you're going to be surprised that you say more than you think with just your body language. And she's going to talk about that. She's an expert, and she's going to tell us how it affects everything we do. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're going to talk a little bit about all that good stuff. Also, I do always have some giveaways, and we've got some Lure Fish House Tick gift certificate. We've got a $25 gift certificate. That's always great. It's always, in fact, I just was talking to a cardiologist and how they were talking about, you know, it's so important that you really need to add another fish meal to your life every day. Do you eat a lot of fish, Dr.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. How about you, Tom?
Yes, fish is good.
Yeah.
Yes.
They said the oilier fish is the best.
Salmon. Bring me salmon.
Bring me salmon. There you go. All right. Well, anyways, let's, if you're just joining us right now, I just want to remind you that you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. So, Dr. Curtis Perry, tell us a little bit about yourself. And you're also a sculptor. You're an artist. I mean, I think that's really important when you're looking at somebody to do some work on your face or your body, correct?
Well, it really does make a difference to be able to understand proportion and to really understand what goes into making an attractive face and body. And you see some problems out there because people just, you know, surgeons, just because they're very good technical surgeons, don't always have the expertise and the eye.
Well, that was one of the things that I really impressed me when we were having our open houses. I'm a hair therapist, and so I feel like I'm creative. I look at things a little bit different way than other people do, and you kind of do too. And so you were, all of our guests there that were there, you looked at all of them, and you were kind of like, I could see you looking at them differently than, just the average person.
Yes, because you're really analyzing. I spend a lot of time analyzing what makes someone attractive, what makes them not so attractive, what are the features that are really working for that person. I also teach that to medical students. I teach sculpture to medical students. And when you're dealing with medical students, you're teaching them more to recognize how things affect more disease, but also just to basically the art of really seeing things and not just looking at things,
right?
Which is big emphasis.
Hey, Tom, when you see women, okay, or even men, do you notice those features? I know a good-looking woman when she's walking by, but just feature-wise.
Yeah, the funny thing about looking at people, because when I'm in the gym, and this is okay, a little caution thrown out here, I look at guys much more than women, because that's what I have a direct comparison to. I'll think, hey, look at that dude's arms. How the heck did he do that? Look at that guy's legs. Look at his calves. Because I can directly relate to that. I think, man, how did he do that?
That's a really good point, yeah.
And when somebody, loses weight and they trim up right, I'm thinking, and I want to walk up to them and say, okay, what's up, dude?
What's your secret, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So that's cool.
Thighmaster, what's going on?
Yeah, that guys are the same way.
Yeah,
and I think
very competitive.
Yeah. You're right. I see a good-looking woman, and I'm like, dang, she's got to be over 50, and she's still looking hot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. So what are where should we start?
I think that one of the things just to touch on what he was bringing up, it's very curious, but we all pretty much agree on what's attractive. It's pretty much wired into us. You can go to any region of the world. You can give people, you can show men, for instance, a whole range of women's body proportions. And whether you're going to New Guinea or Turkey or wherever, you're going to find that men pretty much have two or three proportions out of a range of, say, a dozen, where they'll all agree across the world that this is what they would consider an ideal body proportion.
That's definitely a true statement. Don't you agree?
I saw that in, I forget which journal I saw it in, but we do a lot of research for the morning show. And it's you think, oh, no, cultures are different. But they are not. And it didn't matter whether it was a skin color situation. It didn't matter. It was the proportions that were very, very uniform throughout the world.
And the same is true back in time, because people mm-hmm. look at various artwork. From my art background, it really annoys me because they say, oh, well, look at this painting, or look at this, and this is what people thought were attractive. And if you go back and you look at portraits of people who were beautiful at the time in various fashion books, it always goes back to people had a pretty good idea and pretty consistent throughout the centuries.
Hmm.
What was an attractive proportion and an attractive face?
You know what? One of the things that we talked about, and I just want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to the Campagano Show. So glad you are awake. The early bird gets the worm. In fact, Tom, you know what we're going to do is, in our next break, we'll give something away. So I definitely want you to stay tuned here. Is that you talk about, I've always been this very natural person, and I really thought that was good. But you actually say the earlier you have treatment done, it's the better, right? Because
yes.
You're talk to us a little bit
about
that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about maintaining our appearance and looking good. The basics of that is to really maintain our health and maintain our attractiveness. Number one, really limit sun exposure. Sun is a ager of the skin, and that's very important. Number two, smoking. Smoking really also contributes to aging of the entire body, including our skin. And finally, don't exclude diet or exercise. Eating a proper diet of It sounds very trite and very boring, but lots of vegetables, lots of fruits, minimizing exposure to bad foods, and plenty of exercise helps everything about us. It helps our skin. It helps our brain. It helps our cardiovascular system.
And
so those foundations are important for everyone.
Well, I want to mention, okay, so smoking. You know, there was a couple of people that smoked that night, and that was the first thing that you could like really pull them out of a crowd, right? What is it that's so damaging? I mean, we know that smoke is damaging to us, but what is it that's so damaging to our looks and our skin and our bodies?
Well, there's lots of things, to be honest, unfortunately, in smoking. There's lots of toxins, increased carbon monoxide level in the blood damages. And the other thing is chronic use of smoking damages the microcirculation in our body, all throughout our body. But the one organ that we can see easily is our skin. And you'll see that over time, smokers will usually get that gray, kind of dull skin. And it's the microvasculature. It's no longer pink and healthy. And while that's very, and while that can have very serious effects throughout the body, the one place we see it is on the skin. And that's the big factor.
I don't think a lot of people knew that. I mean, you think that you smoke, it's going inside your lungs, all the inside of your body, but not only that, the outside.
Yes, and you know, it's very interesting. You can look at some of the some Hollywood stars. I mean, I do, and I say, oh, look, that guy's been smoking for a while now, and you can just tell by how their skin is aging, how their skin is getting that dull look and really starting to age, and you can just tell that they've been heavy smokers. And unfortunately, that's a big factor. And obviously, sun's the other thing to really protect ourselves from.
Yes, I'm telling you, that's another thing. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But what, I mean, if somebody smoked for a long time and then they finally have given it up, is there any reversing anything?
Oh, yes. It's never too late to quit smoking.
Right.
It's very important to remember that. Yes, there is some permanent damage being done, but also the body will reverse itself to some degree. And it does take a while, though. It's basically, in terms of risk factors of heart attack and cancer, it's 20 years of being a non-smoker before your risk factor goes down to that of a non-smoker. It takes a while. On the other hand, the first year you smoke, your risk factor goes down a little, and the next year a little more and a little bit more. So it's never too late, and it's very important to always, at any age, to work on not smoking, and it's also very important at any age to protect yourself from the sun. It's never too late for those things, although previous experiences are obviously going to have some impact on us.
Right. Now, as a doctor, how good are all of the sunblocks and stuff like that?
Okay, the important thing with sunblocks is all the sunblocks out there will work to a degree. However, I really favor the metallic-based sunblocks, which are basically zinc oxide and titanium dioxide.
Oh.
And what they are is, nowadays, they're much different than the old white paste that
right.
people might remember that this lifeguards put on their nose years ago. Now they're micronized, so they're much smaller. They can actually be made clear, or they can be tinted.
So you have to walk around
like
with, like, everybody knew that you had, yeah.
No, you don't have to do that now. And the advantages of those agents are that they don't degrade. They will last the entire day.
Oh, that's a big
factor. And that's a big
so
factor.
So they're water soluble? And
well, a lot of them, swimming, you should always apply any sunblock after swimming, but most of the newer ones will maintain their effectiveness all day. The problem with certain chemical sunblocks is that as they absorb the sun, as they absorb the photons, they break down. In the process of absorbing the photon, they break the chemical structure. That's how they absorb it. And unfortunately, they lose their effectiveness during the day. So that's why, plus, there's more risk of allergic reactions and other reactions to chemicals versus the inert agents of the titanium oxide.
Hmm.
And you can just look. You look on the back, and there's multiple brands that has them. You're looking for the active agent being titanium dioxide or zinc oxide, and some of them even have both.
Wow, that's really great. You know, great point. Dr. Curtis Perry, that's who we're talking to right now, and he is located in Agora on Agora Road, and his phone number is 818-661-0791. And we're going to talk a little bit more about where do we begin, and you guys are going to be surprised, so I hope you stay around with that. Also, we're going to start with our next guest, Dr. Lillian Glass, and your body language says a lot more than you think. Right now, I'm going to give out a Lure $25 gift certificate, and we're going to take caller number 10 at 805-650-1590. That's 650-1590 for a Lure Fish House, and they're all over the place. There's one in Ventura, Westlake, and Camarillo, and they're one of my favorites, so I'm excited to have you win on one of those. So definitely give us a call, caller number 10. We're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
Stronghold Schools is an alternative learning program in Ventura for any parent whose child is not doing well or absolutely thriving in the current educational system that they're in. Stronghold is a way for that child to excel in every aspect of their life, whether it's academically, behaviorally, and overcome any challenge that they find themselves in. You can find us at Stronghold School Systems in Ventura, 805-830-5850, or visit us at our website, strongholdschools.com. Our motto at Stronghold Schools is that absolutely no child is broken, and they have the God-given right to overcome any challenge and any obstacle they find themselves confronted with. And our students do.
Debbie, wow, you look great. What have you done?
It's my plastic surgeon, Dr. Curtis Perry. He gave me my look back. He's also an award-winning sculptor.
You look so natural. I've been thinking about plastic surgery. Where is he?
He's in Agoura Hills, and his consultations are free. Call him. Here's his number, 818-661-0791.
You would never know. That's it. I'm calling today.
Dr. Curtis Perry, for all your cosmetic surgery with a sculptor's artistry. Call 818-661-0791. That's 818-667-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And gosh, Tom's got all those phones ringing off the hook, and I'm really excited. I hope that we will figure out who our winner is for the Lure Fish House. Our next guest is Dr. Lillian Glass. She's the author of many books, and we're going to talk to her about one of her books right now. I Know What You're Thinking. It's Aspects of Body Language, and she's been on several shows, and she's going to talk about the obvious things that we, as everybody, can learn. You know, Dr. Perry, this would be helpful in your business too, right? Because some people say, I want to look this way, but really you got to look at their body language. And anyways, we have Dr. Curtis Perry, our plastic surgeon. He is in here with the studio. We got Tom Spence here and myself, Kim, and my husband isn't in here today. He's getting ready for my daughters. He's getting us that really good parking spot at the college for my daughter's graduation. So let's welcome Dr. Lillian Glass. Dr. Glass, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and congratulations on your daughter.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a behavioral analyst, actually, and I analyze people. people's behavior, body language, especially in the media, and do analysis in terms of how they communicate and what they're really saying between the lines. Because oftentimes what you see and what you hear may not really be actually what you're seeing and hearing. They may mean more, they may say something. And so that's interesting. And then I do this for the legal field oftentimes.
Yeah, see if somebody's really telling the truth or not, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I think that saying comes from, you know, say what you mean and mean what you say. A lot of us really don't know how to do that, right?
Well, that's part of it. And sometimes we don't want to say something. We don't want to hurt other people's feelings, or we really aren't sure of ourselves. And certain things come out in the way we deliver things.
Right. So,
there's basically four areas that we have to look at when we look at body language.
Okay.
You look at there are four codes of communication. First of all, there's the actual body movement. What is your body doing? Is your body moving a certain way? What is happening there? The next thing is your facial movement, the facial expression, the facial behavior. And then the third area is the voice pattern. What is actually your voice saying? And the fourth one is the speech content, the content of what you say, speech.
That's really simple that you can kind of break it down into those categories.
Sometimes people just look at body language and they think they have the answer. For example, somebody may cross their arms and you may think, oh, they don't like me, or they're shutting off. And that may not be the case. They may be cold, or they may be just comfortable that way. A lot of times people that are overweight sometimes cover themselves. So you have to look at all four areas of communication.
Wow. And so, we've heard so many things in the news lately, you know, with Lance Armstrong and,
right.
O.J. Simpson again right now. You know, how do you go about it as, if you're in that category?
You mean in terms of how do you analyze whether they're telling the truth or not?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of tells that you can do, and there's numerous ones. In fact, I have a new book coming out in October called The Body Language of Liars, and it will tell us how to tell if someone is telling us the truth or not, which we really need in this day and age in particular, from salespeople to people in the media to
husbands and wives.
our relationship.
Yeah.
To our children.
Yeah.
So one of the things that is a tell, for example, if someone's lying, is you have to look at their shoulders. Are their shoulders shrugging? That's one area. Another thing is, do they make a face when you say something? You know, is there a tension in the lips? Do they lick their lips? Do they scratch their face, scratch their nose? Do they pull on their ear? And, you know, all of these things alone may be, they're telling the truth, there's no problem. But the problem lies if it's in the context. If you say, for example, where were you last night? And then they do these things, you know, you may be suspect in terms of what they have to say.
Did you have a question, Dr. Perry?
No. Well, also there's some facial signs, too, as raising the eyebrows. That flash of the eyebrow is very common in someone who's being deceitful.
That's not always true, because the flash of the eyebrow may be the fact that it's recognition. For example, when someone walks into a room, you may see, may recognize them and say, oh, hi, how are you doing?
That recognizing is first thing, but when you ask the question and you flash, then that's Bill Clinton was the famous example of that.
Uh-oh.
Right. It's not, again, it's in context. That's one of the things we always have to look at. But that is true in the sense that, you know, they may recognize, oh, no, they busted me. They really found out that I'm lying. So, again, it's a hell of recognition.
Huh, this is really interesting. And anybody that's just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Dr. Lillian Glass. We also have Dr. Curtis Perry in here. He is our plastic surgeon. And we've got Tom Spence and myself. I am your host. I am Kim Pagano. And I am so glad that you are here. I do want to give out our phone number here, 650-1590. And I just want you to have that, because we've got giveaways all the way through the show. Dr. Lillian Glass, we're talking about body language, but there's so many other things that you talk about. Do you think that body language is the most important factor that could really help you kind of either get a job or, you know, I mean, if you're planning for your future?
I think it can help. I think body language is one of the most important things. You know, just even your confidence level. If you walk into a room hunched over, if you're looking down, if you're looking around the room, if you're biting on your lips, if you're showing signs of non-confidence, that may have an effect in terms of how people relate to you. So again, your own body language is something to look at in terms of communication. But it can also be a good tell in terms of just communicating and conversing with someone. You may talk to somebody and then hear a tone in their voice or see something in their body language that may alert you to the fact that maybe they're not really following what you're saying or they don't agree with what you're saying. And so oftentimes you can be more direct and say, well, do you have a question about that or is there a problem with that? And all of a sudden you may open up a whole new area of communication with them.
Now, Dr. Glass, how has this helped you, and what kind of people do you see to help them?
Well, I see people that want to, a lot of times I'll work with actors who want to get in terms of their movie roles to improve the way they speak, their voice pattern, and to improve their tones, to improve their character development. I've worked on several films to get people to be more in tune with their body language and in their communication, voice patterns.
Right. And, you know, so do you train them to hide their feelings or do you train them to be more in tune with their feelings?
Pretty much, but that's a good question, but more in tune with their feelings. Sometimes, you know, they may need to hide their feelings in terms of the particular role they're doing and not let everything out. You can show the different tells that would show that. But most of the time, it's really to get in touch with the character and to, you know, go into their own emotions and express that through their acting ability.
Really interesting, isn't it? Tom, have you ever met anybody that you thought was somebody and they really weren't?
Every day.
I know. Isn't that the truth?
It's a tough thing. I've got to learn the tell, and I think this is one reason why I'm a bad poker player.
Yeah.
I don't get the tell.
Yeah.
And I've got to get better at that.
Yes,
and
this can help you in poker as well.
Oh,
and you know what else is horrible is if you misread and it's...
You know there's some people that are really good at that, mm-hmm. and I know. Yeah, I'm not. I'm like, I hold it right on my arm, you know? That's just who I am.
Yeah, I have to be very careful with this.
Yeah,
because
you're pretty black and white like I am.
I don't want to misdiagnose somebody and think, oh, that guy's an idiot, and then find out that it was just, I don't know, they were scratching their nose. I think that's one of the big issues. If you use this power incorrectly, it can really mess you up.
Right. Dr. Glass, you know the old saying, never judge a book by its cover. I mean, you know.
It's not true. We do judge us we do judge people by our covers, and even though we'd like to think we live in a society where we don't do that, in a democracy where we wouldn't dream of it, unfortunately we do. We really do judge people not only by how they look, but how they speak, how they talk, and the tone of your voice can make such a difference in how people perceive you. If you have a very high-pitched voice or you sound monotone, you know, that can have a real effect on how people react towards you.
Right, definitely. Now, if you were going in to a job interview and you really, there is, you know, a whole line of people and you go in there, what is one of the positive things that you would want to look for, thinking that they liked you, this person's maybe going to hire you?
Right, well, one of the things you want to look at is their feet.
Their feet.
Right, their feet. You wouldn't really know this, but this can be in romance or it could be in just general liking in terms of a job thing. If somebody's feet are pointed towards your direction, they may be very tuned into you. If their feet are pointing in an opposite direction or they're leaning away, that's another thing, the lean. If someone's leaning away from you, that may indicate that they're not that into you.
Oh, that's interesting. I know when you cross your legs and, you know, that's a body language that you're into the person you're talking to. And if you cross your legs the opposite, you're not. Is that what you mean?
Well, it's just, yeah, where the toes, that's one of the areas if your toes are really away from the person. But sometimes people, again, it's all in context. The person may be just crossing their legs because it's more comfortable that way. So that may...
So it doesn't always, you know, it's interesting. I cross my arms a lot, and, you know, I know my mom said, why do you do that? Well, I kind of hold my back up, you know? So it's not like I'm pushing people away.
No, but again, that's why if you can cross your arms, but if you have a smile and you lean forward and your toes are pointing, that may kind of negate that whole behavior. But it again, somebody... Years ago, I guess there was a book written decades ago about body language, that if you cross your arm, it alienates people, and people have followed that ever since. Yep. And unfortunately, what we found now, that's not always the case.
Wow. Now, what about, you talk a little bit about speech patterns. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the content of what you say. You know, a lot of times people make a nasty joke towards you, and they'll say, oh, but I was only kidding. And a lot of times they're not only kidding.
Well, you know, that's funny because I used to say this to my husband. Just in pun is just in fun. But it really is what you're thinking, correct?
It's very much what you're thinking.
Yeah.
You know, you may be just cutting someone down as, oh, yeah, here, have another donut. Well, you may think that they're heavy or overweight. So, again, you know, it's very much... what you say, that's just one aspect of it. But oftentimes the words you choose say a great deal.
So how could, and I want to just talk about one other online writing patterns with everything being social networking now. That's a big thing, right? I mean, you could really tell a huge pattern of who they are.
Oh, absolutely. And especially in the online dating situation, you can tell a lot. A lot of times people, you know, can dupe you through what they write, and you can learn about this, especially if you have to look for consistencies. Is a person consistent in what they write? You know, what do they say about themselves? Do they put themselves down? Are they attacking in what they say? You know, are they very hypercritical? You know, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't like this. I only want to know someone who blah, blah, blah. So, you know, this tells you a lot about the person's character and who they are.
Very closed-off person would say that, right? I don't really want to know any more about you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very closed-off.
Yeah. If anybody's just joining us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you're here with us. We talk about positive things that can help your lives in every area. And joining us right now is Dr. Curtis Perry. He's our plastic surgeon. But not only that, I've learned so much from him, is just about being conscious of taking care of your body and your skin, and it means so much more to your long life. Also, talking right now, we're with Dr. Lillian Glass, and several books this lady's written. We're going to have her back several times, but we're talking about body language, and really, there's just so many things. There's the facial expression, there's the speech patterns, there's online writing, and you've actually broken it down into, you know, the body movement, the facial, the voice, the speech. You know, shoulders, is there anything that, you know, when people that you don't even know point their finger at you, what is that?
Well, that's a hostile act. Anytime somebody points a finger at you, it's a really hostile act. And we saw this in the presidential debates a lot of times.
Right.
It started escalating, and one of the candidates would point their finger, and then another one point their finger, and it would be very, very annoying and disconcerting to the public, because that's not what you want to see in politicians. You want to see them get along and
right. Wait, what country are you living in, right? Yeah.
Whatever country you're in.
Yeah, exactly. That is what we want, but right.
In any event, you don't want to see them, you know, point their fingers. But that is a very hostile type of behavior. You know, it goes back to, don't you ever eat that cookie.
Exactly.
Don't do that, you know, or you're the school marm teacher doing something like that. So
right.
That's something very important too.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Glass, you've actually had a lot of featuring articles and stuff about celebrities.
Right.
And I mean, Lance Armstrong, you know, we all kind of, I mean, I'm not even into bicycle, you know, riding and all that, but we always thought that there was something wrong, but he denied. And then at the last minute, he comes clean. What was your thought on that?
Well, it's interesting. The hostility that came out with him, usually when someone denies something like that, we saw a lot of tells, and especially when the last time when he was even on Oprah's show talking about his, he admitted what he had done. You really see how indeed he does still have elements of denial. He didn't come clean totally.
Right.
We saw his shoulders shrug. We saw him look away. We saw him put his hand over his mouth, indicating he really didn't want to say that much. We saw his feet shuffle. And we saw a lot of that. We also saw a lot of pointing, as you mentioned before, early on, and a lot of vehemence, a lot of hostility, a lot of defensiveness, instead of just explaining himself and being more calm about what the situation is. But he would do this constantly, and it was really a sign that something just wasn't quite right.
Right. And now what about Arnold and Maria? I mean, that's another one that we can all learn as, you know, couples and married couples. But what is it that either a wife or a husband in a relationship, what are some of the tips that you can help us with?
Yeah, well, in body language, you can tell a lot by your pictures. You can even look at your family pictures and see what's really going on, especially if there's tension in your relationship.
Really?
Yeah,
so, okay, what are, maybe I'm not seeing that.
Maria, well, one of the things we saw with Maria and Arnold, they were never on the same page since day one. Even with their wedding pictures, and I analyze their wedding pictures and all the way up till, you know, their breakup, they never really looked in the same direction. They were never really leaning towards each other. There were just a handful of pictures of all the thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures there were.
That's
of them really being in sync with one another. And it was true. They were from two different walks of life, two different sides of the fence, two different political views, two different everything. And they came together, of course, to have a relationship. But it must have been a difficult relationship because you can tell by their body language. They both had their own agenda going. They weren't a team, a couple.
Right. So leave us with a couple tips that we can use in our everyday life.
Well, I think the main thing is in our everyday life is that we need to, as you said earlier, we have to be open. We have to be, leaning towards people when we talk to them. We need to smile at them. We need to not be so judgmental when we communicate. We need to put our whole body in front of the person, you know, have our toes pointed towards the person. We need to be warm in our tone pattern, but go up and down and inflect our voice and really listen to what a person says, not interrupt them, because that's one of the, according to the Gallup poll, that's one of the biggest turnoffs that people do when they communicate. And we need to just really focus on what they say and how they say it so we can learn a lot from that person and better communicate.
Okay. You know, it's so interesting with so many, you know, iPhones and computers and stuff. It's taken a lot of people out of their communication, and so sometimes it is hard to really get somebody's attention and really be able to look at their body language, correct?
You're so absolutely right, because we completely, with our technology, we've really lost a lot. And, you know, we see this where we write, you know, LOLs.
Yeah.
Write an abbreviation.
That's a whole nother show we could talk about, right?
Yeah, just to get the amount of information out, and you're missing everything, and it's or you're talking in abbreviations, and you're missing the inflections. You're also misreading people. A lot of times people miscommunicate and misrepresent each other because of that.
So interesting. It really just opens up a whole nother world if you could, you know, kind of read into people. Where do we find more about you?
Well, we could find it on my website, which is www.drlillianglass.com. That's D-R, no period, Lillian, two L's, glass.com.
Okay.
Or you can get any of the books on Amazon. regarding.
I'm really interested in this. I think that's really, it can help you in every aspect of your life. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I look forward to having you back again.
Thank you.
All right. You got it. Thank you. Dr. Lillian Glass, and she talks about I Know What You're Thinking, Aspects of Body Language is her book. We're going to take a really quick break. We've got Dr. Curtis Perry, my plastic surgeon in here, and we're going to talk a little bit more about all the things that you can do to get started in a natural way. You know, that's the way I do things. I do want to give out a gift certificate to a soup plantation. There's a two gift certificates for lunch on the Kim Pagano Show. And we're going to take caller number 7-650-1590. That's 650-1590. And stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's the most sought-after ticket of the year. It buys you an all-inclusive, mouth-watering afternoon of fun. And it's all for a great cause. It's your admission to the Casa Pacifica Angels 20th Anniversary Wine and Food Festival. Tickets are on sale now for this celebration of food and drink on Sunday afternoon, June 2nd, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. You can't possibly sample all the wines, beers, and delicious offerings from the over 100 vintners and 50 brewers or over 85 restaurants, caterers, bakeries, and specialty shops, but you and your friends will want to try. And just when you think you've had your fill, the music starts and you can dance the rest of the afternoon. Yes, the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine and Food Festival is that much fun. Tickets sell out every year, so buy yours today at CasaPacifica.org. That's CasaPacifica.org. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families with entertainment. Sponsored by The Patio at Players Casino and VIP Lounge. Presented by Wells Fargo. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Dr. Curtis Perry in here, and he is our plastic surgeon, and he's in the studio. I feel like, you know, it's funny, when we were having your open house, everybody was like, are you looking at me? Okay, just tell me right off the bat what I need. And you were really... you know, for being a plastic surgeon, you are very natural about not jumping into the whole, you know, big deal right off the bat. So I love where you come from on that. So tell us a little bit about what are some of the extra things that we can do?
Well, we've already discussed some of the lifestyle things that are very important to our appearance. The next thing is that what are we going to do for people who are ready to do a little bit more? And right now, we're fortunate in that we have a lot of options. First and foremost are the neuromodulator injectors, which are Botox and Dysport. These are agents that are injected into the muscle in the face, and they will help relax those muscles so that people who are constantly frowning, we just talked about facial expressions, you know, people will come in and say, oh, I'm always being told I'm angry, and I'm not. Or people who look sad or whatever. A lot of this is because of the expression that people choose to develop on their face. And very often these neuromodulators can help that. And also in the process of getting the muscles to relax, we'll also get the skin to relax and improve creases and folds. So very common areas that we inject is between the eyebrows and around the crow's feet area on the side of the eyes. Usually that will often get a little bit of a lift effect to the brow and get a little more open eye, a little more pleasant eye. Now, sometimes these can be taken to the extreme. People sometimes ask to get the entire forehead injected so they won't have any creases on their forehead. The problem is that as was mentioned, that when we recognize someone, we greet them, And again, as we were talking about universal actions that human beings do across the world, and even in congenitally blind people, we all flash our eyebrows when we greet somebody, especially someone we know. And if you're totally
numb,
paralyzed, you're totally not numb, but paralyzed across the forehead, you're not going to flash them, and that's going to make them feel a little odd. They're not going to know what it is, because that flash is often done in a microsecond, and you don't really perceive it consciously. It's a subconscious situation, but it does happen. And so that's why you start to get the Botox jokes.
And that's not something that you don't like.
I really try to explain
to
people that we want to keep a little motion in the forehead. We certainly can do some things to reduce that and relax it, but we don't want to make a total mask. So you get the mask or the Botox jokes, and I think that's where a lot of that comes from, the animation of the faces.
Right,
removed.
And when you see some women and men, because men do this too, right, where they're so tight, I mean,
well, again, the next step of dealing with this is, again, to do some fillers to help with some of the creases. Most of the agents now are hyaluronic acids, which are Dysport Botox. Dysport Perlane. Dysport and Botox are not fillers. Perlane, Restylane, Juvederm. And these are agents that go into little depressions, go into areas. And they are naturally occurring substances that are totally naturally in the skin. And they will also help. And they're very quick. Both these treatments are very much in and out lunchtime treatments, where you really can go to work later that day or the
really?
Next morning.
Really? So they're so mild.
They're very mild. Maybe with some of the injections, you'll want to put a little cold compress on that the rest of the afternoon. But most of them, not even that.
Dr. Curtis Perry, and I just want to give out your phone number and your address for any of my listeners out there that are going, okay, give me his name and number right here, right now. He's located at 28222 Agora Road, Suite 101, and that is in Agora. And his phone number is 818-661-0791. And, you know, everybody that I've seen, you've done just a really natural job, and I think that's what women are looking for. But I've seen some women that have gotten, Botox, and they have bruising.
Well, again, I'm not going to say, oh, you never get bruising, but we use a micro needle and a little vibrator that's applied to the skin. So really, most people have no discomfort or minimal discomfort at best. And really, done right, the risk of bruising is minimal, maybe a tiny little spot. And so using bigger needles and doing it in a painful manner, people will wince. That will tend to get more bruising. So it's very important, the technique and how you inject. You have to be precise. You have to be delicate in how you do this. And you have to be very obsessive compulsive.
Now, and that's one of the things that I want to talk to you about is, you know, we kind of started this conversation in the beginning of our show of talking about, you know, a lot of us think we've done a great job waiting. And you actually kind of explained it to be the opposite. If you start younger in maintaining, you're actually going to be, it's going to be less on your.
Well, basically, if you, what we talked about adding a little volume to the skin and also underneath the skin to replace the volume that we lose with natural aging. I mean, two things happens with aging. Tissues thin. And they lose their volume, and we also lose elasticity and the strength of the tissue. So you put that together, and that gives us the sagging. One of the things that helps us maintain our youth is by maintaining the volume. I really like doing fat injections.
Yeah, we were going to talk a little bit about that. Yes. That's actually taking in, everybody has a little extra fat somewhere, right? So it's not like you have to borrow it from anybody.
No, oh no. It's always best to do your own fat, but there's plenty of places where people can spare a little, the love handles, the thighs, the anterior belly, all these areas we can always find a little bit of fat.
How sad is that, right?
And some people are. And what we do is we do a little transfer. We take those little tiny globs of fat we take out, and just with a little syringe and a little tiny opening, and then re-inject into the areas of the brow.
So
the
it's
cheeks,
not a foreign topic going into your body,
it's just
which
you.
Is
it's pure. It's pure. It's 100%
Tom,
you.
You want any little adjustments over there?
Yeah,
you know,
sure. I got a list.
I know.
Yeah. But that's one of the things. And again, you can do minor things, or you know, just little touch-up areas with this. You can also really reconstruct the face. You can really bring back that 20, 30 years younger by adding volume in the right situations.
And you were one of the first ones that really started doing
this,
right?
Well, back in the early 90s, yes. I was on that vanguard, and at the time, we faced a lot of not ridicule, but a lot of suspicion and a lot of people
because
saying,
people didn't
oh,
know
it's
what
just
it
spelling.
Was, right.
Well, and again, it really, and again, in the early days of the technique, it wasn't as consistent. And so people would try it and have some failures, not take. And
but
so,
now it's.
Oh, yes. I mean, in the 90s, by the end of the 90s, it had really become much more reliable. And the sad thing is that some people still feel that it doesn't work. They haven't caught up to the technology, and they haven't.
But it works. You love the.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So
done
that's
properly, it's incredibly reliable and very long lasting. It's like a hair transplant. What survives the initial transplant will be there for years, decades.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I want to just touch on when maintenance philosophy of surgery versus getting it all done.
Well, the maintenance philosophy is basically this. Remember, if you wait when you have a drastic problem, you're going to get a drastic change.
Oh.
And and so it's going to be much more telltale rather than maintaining it. I had a patient who said to me, "Oh, doctor," you know, who came in and several different times she did this little procedure and then another procedure, and I never realized it, but it was always her sister who would pick her up after the surgery, and she, what happened is that she would wait till the husband went on a business trip, she had scheduled the surgery, the sister would pick her up, bring her in, pick her home, and by the time the husband had gotten back from the business trip, she was looking pretty good, and she said to me, after about three or four little surgeries, she said to me, "You know, I got to tell you this. I've never told my husband," and my floor kind of.
So
she
just thinks she looks hot all the time.
And he said to her, "He said, you know, we were on the boat Saturday, and he looked at me and he said, 'How do you keep staying so young?'" And so I just thought that was amazing that the husband didn't know. But again, you
know
can
what
take
I think is
philosophy.
Amazing is that the procedures that you're doing, that they're not, you know, I mean, honestly, when you think of a facelift or anything, that you think of these huge surgeries, and it doesn't seem like that's what you're talking about.
Even today, a lot of times by combining with a little volume enhancement and all, we do a much, much less invasive facelift. You do just a little neck lift where it needs a little pulling, and then you put a little volume, and you get a much more natural look. And remember, restoring volume will also give a little bit of a lift effect. Now, there are people with extreme sagging that you have to do more extreme issues with. But most of the time, we do very well with just doing a more minimal type of procedure and then adding other things together. In other words, not trying to, one of the problems was the old days, people would just pull back. All they had was facelift and they would just pull back and pull back tighter. And then you had the Beverly Hills windblown look. And
I like
and you still see that. And the thing is that there's so much we can do to get a really natural result and a much more youthful and vigorous looking result than just pulling things back.
If somebody's had something done and they weren't happy with it, could they still come see you?
Oh, yes. In fact, I think that a lot of things, for instance, again, overstretched facelifts and all, we can correct a lot of that by putting a little volume in the right places.
You know what, you're right. So if you've actually had somebody and they've pulled you too tight, or you can actually inject, right, a little
right.
bit of fat.
And soften that look.
Wow.
And soften that look. Now, there are times when, again, we have to individualize and really examine that person, but many times we can help out and do some things to improve that overdone look. And the big thing is to remember is that a 22-year-old isn't walking around with a stretched back face. They have volume, they have a natural curve, and we want to really look and analyze. And that's why I think, to be honest, where my artistic background comes in.
Totally
you really
agree.
Look and analyze what was it? And I really love people to bring in pictures, high school yearbook pictures, wedding pictures, or, you know,
and
especially modeling
why.
Pictures.
Because you can see where they what they really look like, right?
Right. And it's very useful to see what kind of shape they had to their face. Because the other thing we want to do is sometimes people come in and say, oh, well, I've always hated that. I want that different. Well, fine. But a lot of times you got to be careful, even if by all objective criteria they look better, if it's not their face looking back at them. So that's why I like to look at those young pictures. So I really go by that younger image. When
I
we're
love it. I know that we're going to get a lot of calls from this. Dr. Curtis Perry, located right here in Agora at 28222 Agora Road. And his phone number is 818-661-0791. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Dr. Perry.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Always my pleasure.
Thank you. And if you missed any part of our show, go to the Kim Pagano Show, kimpaganoshow.com, and Facebook us. Become a friend. Also, I end all of my shows with a thought for the week, and listen to those who will add something to your life. And talk to us again. Listen to my show at 2 o'clock. We'll see you then. Have a great day. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Personal services, choose Forever Bella Skin and Tanning Spa, located in Westlake. Forever Bella offers tanning in a clean, spa-like environment with the latest in high-end, high-pressure tanning beds. Choose from the Power Tower stand-up tanning bed or the Sunboard UVA bronzing bed, or get the best of both in the Jet Power combo unit. You will also love the VersaSpa automated airbrush tanning system that hydrates your skin, never streaks, and dries you completely before you leave. Or get a custom airbrush tan by one of the highly trained specialists. There are never any contracts for Forever Bella. Stacy, the owner and licensed esthetician, offers body waxing and eyebrow shaping, also custom rejuvenating facials. Forever Bella sells only the best skincare products. Sonia Dakar and Yanka of Paris. Forever Bella also offers a wide variety of tanning lotions, accelerators, and bronzers, in addition to products by Tweezman. Give them a call today for an appointment, 805-496-0786. Mention Kim Pagano Show and receive 50% off the second service. That's 805-496-0786.